Will Coggan from the Center for Consumer Freedom chatted with me about a complaint they filed.
This takes it to another level. A complaint is filed with the IRS and FBI, targeting extremist animal rights groups.
Frankly, we think it's long overdue. Some of these groups have been operating for years now in really, I wouldn't even say gray area, but a definite violation of what nonprofits should be doing. Specifically, I'm talking about two groups, this group called Direct Action Everywhere and then PETA, who of course you're familiar with. I'll describe real quick what our allegations are and why we think the federal government needs to step in here and take some kind of action. You have this group Direct Action Everywhere, and it's kind of a network of hardcore activists based out of San Francisco and Berkeley, California. This group is funded by a charity, a nonprofit group registered with the federal government called Friends of Direct Action Everywhere, Friends of DXE was their acronym. This group is collecting money, tax-exempt donations, under the guise of being a legitimate nonprofit and funding the activities of Direct Action Everywhere. And what are these activities? Well, you may be familiar with people who in Utah have broken into farms and tried to steal livestock. They've done this in California, Utah, I believe North Carolina as well. Essentially, it's a group that goes around and they terrorize farmers. They break into farms and try to steal livestock, which they call, quote, open rescue. They're rescuing livestock from being used for food. This group will go into restaurants like Chipotle and start yelling and harassing diners there because they're eating meat. You know, they go into Whole Foods and start harassing people who are in the meat aisle. And they're committing crimes, and it's being funded by tax-exempt donations.
Crazy.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.